Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Hello people, welcome back to my very hot studio by the sea for another edition of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane. Today is going to be 38 degrees here in places in the UK. Fortunately, I live by the sea, so that's where you'll find me later. This week is going to be a little bit different to normal because I wanted to spend a little bit of time remembering somebody whose music has been very important to me and my life and to electronic music in general for a very long time. Guys, William Orbit sadly died a week or so ago at the age of 69. You might have seen a surprising amount of artists talking about him and saying how much of an inspiration he was, yet a lot of the general public don't really know a lot about him. He was kind of the man behind the scenes. Now, he left school at 15 and found his way into electronic music at a time when making this kind of thing was nowhere near as easy as it is now. There were no laptops, no enormous libraries of software, no YouTube tutorials telling you how to do it. He was somebody who built sounds. He experimented with technology and never seemed particularly interested in following whatever anyone else was doing. He was on his own path. Now, he formed an outfit called Torch Song in the early 80s and helped establish Guerrilla Records, guys. And he made tracks as Bassomatic. He created the Strange Cargo albums and went on to produce, and here's the list, guys, Madonna, Beth Orton, Prince, Queen, U2, Robbie Williams, All Saints, Kraftwerk, Sugar Babes, and so many more. I'm going to hear from some of those in the next hour. The first one, though, playing in the background, is the track probably which most of you guys know him for. He did a thing called Pieces in a Modern Style from 2000, and he kind of handily reworked classical pieces. The one that's playing and the one that really sort of comes up on most people's radars is Barber's Adagio for Strings. We'll come back to that later in the show. And we continue with a track we've actually played on the show before. This is one of my favourites. It's Strange Cargo and it's called The Name of the Wave.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Caroline Lavelle's Turning Ground from the album Spirit, which William Orbit produced a large part of it back in 1995. And it's kind of where I picked up on William, because Caroline Lavelle and I worked on some tracks on my very first album. And I discovered some of that early Strange Cargo stuff. Guys, thank you for listening to Sunsets. This week we're doing a very special little William Orbit tribute, as we sadly lost him last week. What is there to say about William? Well, he had his own sound, and, you know, it wasn't like anything anyone else was doing, you know. He kind of reminds me of a blend of Vangelis and Jean-Michel Jarre, but was experimenting with lots of dubby delays and kind of lots of stuff that no one was really doing. And I was very fortunate to work with William. And we worked on a track called Purdy. I did a remix for him, which we'll play later on in the show. And I was also fortunate for him to, he came and opened up. We did a show together about probably 10 years or so ago. He came and DJed and opened up the show for me. And I don't remember much about that particular event, but what I do remember is William fell off the stage before I came on, and we sort of laughed about it now, but it's quite sad. Right, another early collaboration from the 90s, and another interesting one, because Beth Orton is another artist that's very hard to categorise in terms of her style. It's somewhere between folk, trip-hop, singer-songwriter and electronic music. I adore Beth Orton's work. They were also, I think they were a couple for a short while. And we played this before on the show. It is the very emotive She Cries Your Name.
And subs to find yourself alone again, wondering where you have been. Your lonely voice calls across the starlit coast, reaching out to be seen. She cries your name 3 times again. She cries. She keeps crying out your name, but her scream sounds the same. How fickle fate can be. She cries your name 3 times again. She cries. In your soul, the burnt out trees will leave you cold, living out an ideal. She cries your name 3 times again. She cries your name. How long can this love remain? She cries your name
2004, that was Finley Quay and Beth Orton again with Dice. Produced as a Finley song by William, by sampling Beth Orton's track Roll the Dice from 1993. Guys, this week's episode of Sunsets is a William Orbit tribute special. Not something I do for many artists, so I hope you realise just how important he was to my life and career. We thought about dropping the soundtrack selection, but the Sunsets family is like a hive mind. You all seem to be on a very similar wavelength to me, and we've had quite a few messages from people talking about William Orbit and choosing a suitable track. So here is just one of them from Mark in Norwich.
Hi, Nick. It's Mark from Norwich here. I have to call in this week to suggest you play a William Orbit tune for the soundtrack selection. I'm sure you're all over it with your own tributes for the show. Such sad news to hear of his passing, of such a legend in the music industry as a whole. I really wanted to choose Ray of Light by Madonna, but I couldn't find any soundtrack format for it, and haven't been used, surprisingly. So, sticking to the rules, may I suggest a slightly less well-known piece of music by All Saints, which William produced for the very successful film The Beach, starring Leonardo DiCaprio. Can't wait to see you again in South Bank for the Symphony Show next week, bud, and keep up the good work. God bless.
I've crossed deserts for miles, swam water for time, searching places to find a piece of something to call. I can call my girl.
myself some waking up. And there are four young girls giving me water from a vine leaf, just dropping it onto my tongue.
Right, this is the biggest crossover track from William Orbit's Bass-O-Matic project. Fascinating rhythm. It spent 11 weeks on the UK chart and got all the way to number 9 back in number 90. And we also heard Strange Cargo, Water from a Vine Leaf. And before that was this week's Soundtrance selection, chosen by Mark in Norwich. He, of course, picked out All Saints and the wonderful Pure Shores, written by William Orbit and Chasney Lewis from the band and produced by William specifically for one certain scene in the 2000 Danny Boyle film The Beach. And I remember it quite well. Thanks very much, Mark, for picking it out for us and for buying tickets to see the show next week in London. Oh, my days, the 30 show. I'm going slightly potty in rehearsals for that. See you at the Royal Festival Hall next weekend. The phone line is always open. Leave us a message for next week's show. It's open 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. And we'd love to hear from you, especially if you've never had a go. If you cock it up, the highlights of the cock up to this show. The number to call is +44 800 776 5112. Just remember, you've got to tell us who you are, where you are, what you want to hear, and why. Right, this is kind of my own personal link to the late, great William Orbit. This is a single of his called Purdy. And I completely and utterly sort of did my own thing with it, really. And I opened up quite a few live shows with this when I'd finished it. Yeah, have a listen. I love this.
Consumed with how much you get, you waste your time with hate and regret. You're broken when your heart's not open.
Your heart.
when you learn to say no. You were my lesson I had to learn. I was your fortress you had to burn. Pain is a warning that something's wrong. I pray to God that it won't be long. No.
Back-to-back tunes from Madonna, both produced by William Orbit, and both taken from her 1998 album, Ray of Light, of course. We heard The Power of Goodbye, and then the simply enormous Frozen. And that album was probably a career pinnacle for William. He'd already spent years making records and running studios and remixing people and figuring out what electronic music really could do. And then eventually all of that experimentation found its way into the mainstream with the hugely successful reinvention for Madonna. I think it won 6 nominations at the Grammy Awards, and a couple together with a Chris Cunningham video where Madonna turned into a splodge of birds. And it was, for me, peak Madonna, you know. It wasn't Holiday or Borderline or that stuff. Super cool, super producer, super video. Go back and watch it, go back and listen to it, because it's timeless, I think. Listen, I hope you really enjoyed this week's tribute show. I wanted to spend a bit of time and give a love to a hugely successful and epic musician that was William Orbit. He wasn't always in the public eye. He was the man behind the scenes, and I resonate with that an awful lot. But I think we should recognise what he did, you know, and just to remember him for his incredible skill, his legacy. And I think we can only finish with one record. And we're going to finish how we started. A piece of music from the 1930s that William Orbit reworked in the year 2000. And this time, a certain Ferry Corsten was asked to remix it, which went on to be one of the all-time defining trance anthems of the era. Guys, we tip our hat to William Orbit. This is Adagio for Strings. I shall see you next week.
This is distorted.com.